Good morning. How's everybody today? Thank you for coming, worshiping with us this morning. Turn in your Bibles this morning to Luke, the book of Luke, Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Got a lot going on this week. It's exciting time of year, time of year that I look forward to, and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a real good time. How many of you are leaving for the Thanksgiving holiday? Anybody leaving, going out of town? Okay. So we're all going to be here next Sunday for the Lord's Supper. Amen. Good. Don't want to miss that. We don't want to miss observing the Lord's Supper. That's a good thing. A good thing that we need to do. Luke chapter 17. Verse number 11. Luke chapter 17, verse number 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for this church and your people. Lord, we need you this morning. Lord, I need you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, God. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Lord, I pray that as I preach your word, your truth, God, you'd use me. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would convict and move in the hearts of your people. Fall on us, Lord. Fall fresh on us this morning. Change us in the areas of our lives that need changing. You've been so good to us. You've blessed us in so many ways. Lord, help us to give thanks to you every day of our lives. In your name I pray. Amen. Here in Luke chapter 17, we find 10 diseased and dying lepers. On this day, they were about to experience the wonderful grace and goodness of God. I'm sure this day began as any other day for these 10 lepers. Maybe for some of them, the end was drawing near as the disease of leprosy took its toll on their bodies. It was just a matter of time. Days, weeks, months, years, these men knew that they were dying. They knew that they were going to die. In those days, there was no cure for leprosy. There was no medicine that could stop the sickness, and there was no prescription that could ease their pain and suffering. If these men were to be made whole, it was going to take a miracle. These men no doubt had heard of Jesus Christ. They had heard of a miracle worker called Christ. They had heard that he had the power to heal lepers and even raise the dead. But what chance did they have of ever meeting this miracle worker? Little did these lepers know that as these thoughts were going through their minds, Jesus Christ, the miracle worker, was about to pass through their town. Of all the towns and villages that Jesus could have passed through on his way to Jerusalem, the Bible says he entered into a certain village, the very same village in which these 10 lepers, these 10 dying men lived. Jesus Christ, the miracle worker, the only one that could heal them and make them whole, was in their town. passing through their village. Even though these lepers had never seen Jesus, they recognized him immediately. When they saw Jesus Christ enter into their village, they knew that he was the miracle worker that they had heard about. These lepers did exactly what any one of us would have done in their situation, in their place. They lifted up their voices and said, "Master, have mercy on us." Jesus heard their plea for mercy. The Bible says when he saw them, he commanded them to go show themselves unto the priests. He didn't touch them. He didn't breathe on them. He didn't even pray over them. He gave them a simple command. And they didn't question him. They obeyed him. And the Bible says as they went, they were cleansed. They were healed. They were made perfectly whole. Christ had delivered them from the awful disease of leprosy. These men must have been overwhelmed with joy on their way to see the high priest. They had been given a second chance at life. Their worries and their fears were over because of what Christ had done for them. Yet, only one man out of those 10 lepers who were healed thanked Christ for what he had done for him. The Bible says in verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks." I'm going to preach this morning on giving God thanks. The importance of giving God thanks. This man was thankful for what Jesus had done for him. And he made it known to Christ and to the world just how thankful he was that Jesus had touched him and that Jesus had healed him. The Bible says he glorified God with a loud voice. He wanted everyone to know that God had made him whole. He wanted the rest of the world to know that he was no longer unclean. He was no longer a leper. This man was so moved and touched by what Christ had done for him, the Bible says he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus and gave Jesus thanks. The Bible tells us this man was a Samaritan. Now, normally the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along. But it didn't matter to Jesus that this man was a Samaritan. And it didn't matter to this Samaritan that Jesus was a Jew. Jesus had healed him, and that's all that mattered to this man. He was cleansed and made whole, and he had so much to be thankful for. He fell at the feet of Jesus and gave him thanks. The Bible says in verse 17, Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are the others that were cleansed? How come they're not on their faces giving thanks like this man?" Like many today, they were there when the blessings were being handed out. But when it came time to giving thanks, they were nowhere to be found. Jesus said, "There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." I believe it's important that we spend more than just one day a year giving thanks to God. If we ever got serious about giving God thanks for all the blessings that he has showered upon us, we would be on our faces at his feet giving him glory every day of our lives for the rest of our lives. We need to be thankful. Thanksgiving is the act of rendering thanks or expressing gratitude for favors or mercies. The Bible says in Psalms 100 verse 1, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." We have a lot to be thankful to God for. We are a blessed people. And we need to be sure to give God thanks for his many blessings. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, "Be not drunk with wine, and wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." We need to give thanks. We need to give thanks for the physical blessings in our lives. This man in our text was giving thanks to Jesus for the physical healing that he had received. Remember, there was no cure for leprosy. Leprosy was a horrible disease. And on top of that fact, there was no cure for leprosy. Leprosy was extremely contagious. The Bible says that these men stood afar off. This man had been ostracized from the rest of humanity. He was unable to live a normal life because of the disease that had infected his body. Everywhere this man went, he had to warn others that he was a leper. He had to cry out, I'm unclean, so that people would know to stay away from him. A leper was forced to live a lonely and miserable life. If this man had any family, he could have no contact with his family, because if he had contact with them, they might be infected with the disease of leprosy as he was. But all that changed for this man the same day that he met Jesus. And you can be sure that this man was at the feet of Jesus giving thanks for physical blessings. When was the last time we gave thanks to God for the physical blessings in our own lives? Things we take for granted every day. We should give thanks for the abilities that God has blessed us with. We should give thanks to God for the accomplishments in our lives that are made possible by Him. We should be thankful for every breath that God allows us to take. We should give Him thanks for His wonderful creation, the animals, the fields and forests, the flowers and the trees, the mountains and the valleys, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the moon, the sun, the stars, the planets. We should give God thanks for His creation. We should thank God for our country. We live in the greatest country on the face of this earth. We should be thankful to God for our country. We should be thankful to God for the comforts that we enjoy as Americans. We should be thankful to God for the dawning of each new day. We should be thankful to God for our elders. We should be thankful to God for education and for equality. We should give God thanks for our families, our husbands, our wives, our children, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, and yes, even our mother-in-laws. We should be thankful for our friends and for food, the food that we eat. I love to eat. I love food. I'm looking forward to Thursday. I like to eat. I'm thankful for food. Thankful that God gave us food to eat. We should be thankful for our freedom. We should be thankful for our government. We should thank God for our homes and for our health. Just being able to see and hear and walk and talk and run and play. All the things that we take for granted, we should be thankful to God for. We should be thankful for innovation. I'm glad we don't have to walk everywhere anymore. Be a long walk from where I live to church on Sunday morning. I'm glad we have vehicles to use. I'm glad that we have planes and cars and trucks and snow machines and ATVs. We should be thankful for intelligence. We should be thankful for our jobs, our work, our careers, our businesses. We should be thankful to God for knowledge, knowing that knowledge comes from God. We should be thankful for life and for liberty, for love and for laughter. We should be thankful for marriage. We should be thankful for the money that He gives us and for the material things that God has blessed us with. We should thank God for our president. We need to be thankful for God's protection and God's provision. We should be thankful for the roof over our heads and for shelter and safety from the elements. We should be thankful for God's teaching and God's training and for talents and for the time that God has given us to enjoy His many physical blessings. We have been blessed by God physically. There is so much for us to be thankful for. We should be on our faces before God, giving Him praise, honor, glory, and thanks. We serve a great God, and He sure has been good to us physically. He sure has been good to us. Not only should we give thanks for the physical blessings in our lives, we should give thanks for the spiritual blessings in our lives. This leper was not only thankful for what Jesus had done for him physically, he was thankful for what Christ had done for him spiritually. He was no longer a leper. He was an ex-leper. Jesus said to this man in verse 19, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." This man was not only cleansed and made whole on the outside, he was cleansed and made whole on the inside. Leprosy in the Bible is a type of sin. There was no cure for leprosy outside of a supernatural act of God, and there's nothing man can do for his sin There is no hospital. There is no doctor. There is no surgery or no medicine that can cure sin. Only Christ can cleanse and remove the disease of sin inside of man. He is the great physician. He is the balm in Gilead. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus not only blessed this man with physical life, He blessed this man with spiritual, eternal, everlasting life. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, the gift of everlasting life. We should give God thanks for the spiritual blessings and benefits that He has given us. We should thank Him for the atonement and for the blood of Jesus Christ. We should thank Him for the cross of Calvary where Jesus died for our sins. We should thank Him for this church and for other Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We should thank Him for His compassions, they fail not. We should thank Him for daily cleansing from sin. We should thank Him for the comfort that He gives us every day. We should thank Him for His commandments and His covenants. We should be thankful for His deliverance. We should thank Him for eternal and everlasting life. We should thank Him for our faith and for His faithfulness. We should thank Him for fellowship with Him and with each other. We should be thankful for His forgiveness and for His grace. We should thank Him for His greatness and His goodness. We should be thankful for the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ that's changed our lives. We should be thankful to God for His guidance and for the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us as Christians. We should be thankful for the hope of our salvation. We should be thankful for His inspiration and His instruction. We should be thankful for Jesus, our Savior, and for our justification. We should be thankful for the Lamb of God. We should be thankful for His love and His light. We should be thankful for His leading. We should be thankful for His laws. We should give Him thanks for His mercies. They are new every morning. We should be thankful for His miracles. We must be thankful for His name. There is another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible says His name is above every name. We should thank God for His name. We should thank God for our new life in Christ. We need to thank God for the old paths. We should thank God for His power and His presence. We should be thankful for His peace in our hearts, the peace that passeth all understanding. We should be thankful for His promises and His prophecies and for the privilege of prayer. We should be thankful for redemption and for the resurrection. We should thank Him for the old time religion and for salvation. We should thank Him for His Son and for His sacrifice. We should thank Him for His suffering and for His stripes by which we are healed. We should thank Him for the strength that He gives us every day. We should be thankful for the truth and for His Word. We should be thankful for the whole armor of God and the weapons of our warfare. We should be thankful for His will, His ways, and His working in our lives. Spiritually, we have a lot to be thankful for. How can we not give God thanks for all that God has done for us? We're unworthy. We're undeserving of any of His blessings. And yet God has blessed us not only physically, but God has blessed us spiritually. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 92, verse 1, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord." The Bible says in Psalms chapter 140, verse 13, "The righteous shall give thanks unto Thy name." We need to give Him thanks this morning for the physical and spiritual blessings that He has given us. And we need to give thanks to God for the eternal blessings that we have to look forward to. Yeah, we should be on our knees thanking God for His physical and spiritual blessings. But what about thanking God for His eternal blessings? One day we will be able to enjoy, one day we will receive not only His physical and spiritual blessings, but His eternal blessings in eternity. A new beginning, a new body, Beulah land, a better country, and a new city whose builder and maker is God. The crystal sea and a crown to cast at the feet of Jesus. Communion with our Lord. A home in heaven. Happiness and holiness. Incorruption and an inheritance. The end of our journey. Joy and the new Jerusalem. Eternity with loved ones. The millennium. A mansion just over the hilltop. Mount Zion. The mind of Christ. Never growing old. No more night. The pearly gates. The Prince of Peace, a robe to wear, the river of life, riches and rewards, ruling and reigning with Christ, walking on streets of gold, and the marriage supper of the Lamb, the throne of God, the tree of life, no tomorrow, treasure in heaven, triumph, victory, the voice of God, walls of jasper, and worshiping God in His presence forever and ever. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 136, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. We have a lot to look forward to. We have a lot to thank Him for. We have a lot to look forward to in the future blessings that one day we will receive. All of those blessings, all of those benefits will one day be ours. God is good. It's time we stopped our griping and grumbling, and it's time we started praising Him. It's time we quit our murmuring and our complaining, and it's time we started giving Him thanks. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You know what's the problem with our community today? You know why there's people running around shooting people? Crime, burglary, and robbery, and assault. It's because we're unthankful. Unthankfulness. We need to be thankful. Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give God the glory, save this stranger. We need to thank God. It's important that we give Him thanks. The truth is, we have a lot to be thankful for. Every one of us has a lot to be thankful for. When was the last time you got on your face at the feet of Jesus and said, Lord, I don't want anything. I just want to thank You for all that You've done for me. I just want to thank You, Lord. Let's pray to You, Lord. Thank You. Lord, I know that I would not be here if it wasn't for You. I'd be in hell today if it was not for Jesus Christ. You've been so good to me. Lord, I don't deserve Your goodness. I don't deserve Your blessings. I'm unworthy. But Lord, I just wanted to say thank You this morning. Lord, help us as Christians to be thankful. It's so easy to take for granted Your blessings, Your goodness. Lord, help us not to fail to give thanks. Lord, every day, help us to get down on our knees, on our faces, at Your feet, and give thanks. Help us not to be unthankful, Lord. In Your name I pray, amen. We're going to sing a song, and if you feel like giving God thanks this morning, the altar's open. You can give God thanks anywhere. At home. Anywhere. But hey, we're in the house of God this morning. We're Christians. We're the people of God. We have Jesus Christ in our hearts. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. We're in God's house. Let's give Him thanks. In your seat, at the altar, let's get down on our knees and spend some time at the feet of Jesus this morning and just give Him thanks because He's been good to us. He's been good to us.